The town of the Blue Mountains is planning a makeover for its Attainable Housing Corporation. At a special meeting on November 30, council voted to implement several recommendations from Sao Sean Everett about the future of the Blue Mountains Attainable Housing Corporation. The report and recommendations were developed in collaboration with the Housing Corporation's chair Gavin Leach. The future of the Housing Corporation has been up in the air since the Gateway Attainable Housing Project did not proceed, and the town has been pondering what role the corporation will play in the future. Everett said the corporation will hold its annual general meeting on December 14, and the SAO explained there is a good chance the volunteer members of the corporation's board of directors will leave their positions at that meeting. Everett himself will represent the town's position at the annual general meeting. My understanding to date from the corporation's chair, there doesn't seem to be a sense the existing board members will be asking for reappointment. We won't have any returning members, said Everett. Everett recommended that he be given direction by council to appoint 5 town staff members to the corporation's board to serve until June 30, 2024. The staff members would join Mayor Andrea Matrasovs and Count Sean McKinley as board members. The goal would be to complete a review of the corporation's mandate and governance and report back to council with a future path forward. McKinley asked if current volunteer board members could continue serving if they wished to do so. Everett said that was not an issue, as the board can have up to 20 members. The SAO said if the current board members depart at the annual general meeting, the town isn't left with much choice. We may be the only ones left standing trying to figure out how the next step for the housing corporation works, he said. Everett said the corporation continues to own and manage a single unit of attainable housing and is effectively a landlord. He said there are ongoing bills to be paid and the corporation couldn't just be shut down, and said his recommendation is an interim measure. Other than this, I'm at a loss, said Everett. It's essentially keeping the lights on and keeping the bills paid. Just walking away from it is not a simple option. The SAO also said a revamp of the corporation's mandate was critical in order to carry on. He said the goals and direction of the housing corporation have to be clear to attract new volunteer board members from the community. We really want to set it up for success, he said. Deputy Mayor Peter Berdignon said there wasn't much choice on the matter. This is to buy us 6 months to figure out a direction and vision, he said. Council voted unanimously in favor of a pair of resolutions to effectively implement the recommendation from the SAO. The second resolution asked the Housing Corporation to report back to council with options on April 8, 2024.